KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, checking high school volleyball action from around the region last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Atlantic opened up their season on the road last night. The Trojans come home with a three-game sweep over Creston, winning 25-17, 25-23, and 25-22 in sweeping that match. Among the leaders for Atlantic last night, Katie Groves up at the net was 8 of 10 in attacks with 6 kills for the Trojans. Sam McConnell also 7 of 8 with 6 kills for her efforts last night. Groves led with 25 assists in the match. She also made 15 of 16 serves with 3 aces last night to help lead the way for the Trojans in that victory. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference Volleyball, it was Kemper Catholic sweeping 3 from Denison, Lewis Central defeating Harlan 3-2, and Red Oak a 3-game sweep over Shenandoah. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey over Ankeny Christian Academy 3-1. Exira EHK down Peyton Sherdan also 3-1. It was a 3-1 win for Walnut over Cam last night, and Iowa Christian Academy beat Glidden Ralston 3-1 in the Rolling Hills. In matches involving Western Iowa Conference teams, it was Essex over Riverside, 2-1. Tri-Center beat Abe Lincoln 2 in a row. Tri-Center also down St. Albert, 2-0. Elsewhere around the region last night, ADM beat West Central Valley of Stewart, 2-0. Bedford over Essex, 2 in a row. Charter Oak Ute took 3-4 from West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard, a 3-game sweep over Ogden. Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert, 2-0. It was Des Moines Christian over Panorama, 3-0. IKM Manning over Arweva, 3-0. Interstate 35 defeated West Central Valley 2-0. Knoxville a 2-1 winner over West Central Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's swept 3 from Lennox. Newton beat West Central Valley 2-0. Perry a 2-0 sweep over West Central Valley. Villisca downed Corning 3-1. And it was Woodbine over Logan Magnolia 3-1 last night. Yesterday afternoon, the second Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union volleyball rankings came out. In the 1A list, it's Tripola at number 1, with Arweva ranked 6th, Stanton is 7th, Adair Casey 8th, Coon Rapids Bayard is 9th, while Iowa Christian Academy is at number 13, and Bedford checks in at number 14 this week. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top-rated, with Clarinda in at number 11. In Class 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City is top-ranked, with Red Oak at number 9. And in Class 4A, Ankeny is number 1, with Abraham Lincoln at number 9 in this week's poll. We have high school football planned for you tonight here on KJAN as Atlantic hits the road tonight. The Trojans, after opening with a tough loss at home to a very good Denison team last week, will try to get on the winning track this week as they're on the road at Kemper Catholic this evening. Kemper Catholic also suffering a loss last week in their opener against their rival Crosstown Carroll. As the Atlantic will travel to Carroll tonight for that game. We'll have all the action for you tonight with Who's Gonna Win, getting things started at 6:15. Then at 6:45, it's our pregame show, and then we'll have live high school football action for you. 7:30 kickoff, Atlantic at Kemper Catholic tonight here on the radio. Also, you can hear from Atlantic coach Tim Duff when Trojan Preview hits the air at 4:45 this afternoon. Also tonight, Brett Johnson will be providing us some live updates as he'll be parked at Exira tonight as Exira EHK plays host to Des Moines Christian in what should be a very good football game tonight. And we'll have live updates from that contest as well throughout our evening. Other action tonight around the area has Lewis Central at Thomas Jefferson, Winterset's at Carlisle, Creston at Norwalk, Carroll is at Dallas Center Grimes, St. Albert will host Glenwood tonight, Harlan at home to Abraham Lincoln, Red Oak is at Shenandoah, Underwood goes to Missouri Valley, Clarinda hosting Logan Magnolia tonight, IKM Manning is at Southern Cal, Rockwell City Lytton, It's West Central Valley at Woodward Granger, Corning at Nottoway Valley, Earlham hosting Panorama, Woodward Academy goes to Clarinda Academy, Griswold is at home against Riverside tonight, Audubon travels to Guthrie Center, AHST will play at Trainer, West Harrison is at Tri-Center, Mount Air also at Bedford. Among the eight-man games around the region tonight, Adair Casey will host Fremont Mills, Cam travels to Stanton tonight, Essex is at East Union, Sydney will host Lamoni, East Mills is at home to Lenox. Also tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard goes to Grandview Park Baptist. Arweva is at River Valley. Boyer Valley is at Kingsley Pearson. Woodbine goes to Whiting. Also tonight, Glidden-Ralston is at Newell Fonda. Charter Oak Ute is at Rems and Union. South Page is at Seymour, while Villisca will host Melcher Dallas in eight-man action this evening. In college football, Mitch Sutton ran for 105 yards. And North Dakota's defense sacked Drake quarterback Michael Piatkowski four times as the Fighting Sioux won 16-0 last night in the season opener for both of those teams. Joey Bradley completed 18 of 26 passes for 137 yards, and Jake Miller ran for an 11-yard score for North Dakota. The Fighting Sioux were up 13-0 at the half. North Dakota blocked a field goal try in the first quarter, and Piatkowski fumbled at the North Dakota 8-yard line on the Bulldogs' opening drive of the second half. Darrell Brown intercepted Piatkowski's pass midway through the fourth quarter and returned it 38 yards to the Drake 9. Zeb Miller's third field goal, a 32-yarder, then completed the scoring in that shutout. Well, the college football season has opened up. A new-look Wisconsin Badgers appear in mid-season form. Transfer QB Russell Wilson threw two touchdown passes and ran for another in his Wisconsin debut, and Monte Ball scored four times in the 11th-ranked Badgers' 51-17 romp over UNLV. All the attention was on Wilson, the North Dakota State transfer who is using his last year of eligibility at Wisconsin in hopes of getting the Badgers back to the Rose Bowl. Wilson looked good as he took off on a 46-yard touchdown run that had him slipping into the end zone untouched just before halftime and then thanking every one of his offensive teammates on the bench after the play. Also in a college game involving a ranked team, 20th-ranked Mississippi State flattened Memphis 59-14. Vic Ballard rushed for 166 yards and three touchdowns, while the Bulldogs had a school record 645 total yards of offense. Well, three more football players are in hot water at Ohio State. The school reported Thursday afternoon that running back Jordan Hall and defensive backs Corey Brown and Travis Howard each received impermissible benefits of $300 or less earlier this year. That was after several players were suspended for accepting cash and free tattoos from the subject of a federal drug trafficking probe. Ohio State is awaiting final word on what sanctions it will receive from the NCAA for violations which occurred in 2010 that led to Coach Jim Tressel's forced resignation in May. A person familiar with the situation says Tennessee has offered its open athletic director's job to Alabama assistant athletic director Dave Hart. Tennessee has been looking for a new AD since Mike Hamilton resigned in June in the wake of a lengthy NCAA investigation. In NFL news, with most of the Super Bowl champions' marquee players on the sidelines, outside linebacker Vic Soto likely sealed up his roster spot in the Green Bay Packers' 20-19 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night in the preseason finale. Soto, an undrafted free agent out of BYU who ended up in Green Bay after his wife chose among multiple NFL offers, returned an interception 33 yards for a touchdown. He also had 1.5 sacks and a forced fumble in that win last night. The Titans and Chris Johnson have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension, ending the 3-time Pro Bowl running back's holdout. According to a person who's familiar with the deal, Johnson will be under contract for the next 6 years, and the revised deal is worth $53.5 million with $30 million guaranteed. After leading the NFL in yards rushing the past 3 seasons, Johnson refused to report to camp without a new deal. Also in NFL news, Cam Newton threw his first touchdown pass as a pro during the Carolina Panthers' 33-17 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers as he made his case to be the Panthers' starting QB in their preseason finale. The Heisman Trophy winner and number one draft pick out of Auburn played only the first series and was 3 of 5 for 25 yards with that 10-yard touchdown pass to Jeremy Shockey. New York Giants coach Tom Coughlin says linebacker Clint Sintem has ruptured the patella tendon in his right knee. Sintem was injured Thursday night in the Giants' 18-17 preseason win over the New England Patriots. Vince Young led Philadelphia on 2 scoring drives before leaving with a hamstring injury in the Eagles' 24-14 win over the Jets. Young was 15 of 23 for 193 yards and a touchdown before he got hurt. In other preseason action last night, Detroit beat Buffalo 16-6, Indianapolis over Cincinnati 17-13, Baltimore beat Atlanta 21-7, Miami over Dallas 17-3, it was St. Louis over Jacksonville 24-17, Washington beat Tampa Bay 29-24, Chicago downed Cleveland 24-14, Minnesota blanked Houston 28-0, it was Tennessee over New Orleans 32-9, Arizona beat Denver 26-7, and San Francisco topping San Diego 20-17. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, Albert Pujols hit a grand slam, and the St. Louis Cardinals completed a three-game sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers with an 8-4 win. Rafael Furcal led off the game with a homer for the second game in a row, and Pujols also hit a first-inning homer before his third-inning grand slam. Matt Holliday also hit his 200th career homer in the fifth to help the Cardinals win for the sixth time in seven games and move within 7.5 games of the Brewers. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia over Cincinnati 6-4, Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 6-4, the Mets over Florida 7-5, and Atlanta 5-2 over Washington. In the American League, Jeff Francoeur homered for his 1,000th career hit, and he drove in three runs, and Kansas City salvaged a split of their four-game series against the Tigers with an 11-8 victory. Johnny Giovitella hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the seventh inning against Luis Marte, who was making his Major League debut. Eric Hosmer added a solo shot in the eighth, as he also had a couple of singles and two walks. Francoeur opened the scoring with a two-run homer in the second inning. Elsewhere in the AL, Oakland beat Cleveland 7-0, Toronto 8-6 over Baltimore, Yankees beat Boston 4-2, Texas over Tampa Bay 7-2, the Angels beat Seattle by a 4-3 final. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa beat Nashville in 11 innings 5-4, while Round Rock topped Omaha 9-4. Five-time champion Roger Federer won 52 of 60 points on his serve and didn't face a break point while he beat 93rd-ranked Dudi Sela of Israel in straight sets in the second round of the U.S. Open. It was the Swiss star's 225th career victory in a Grand Slam match, giving him sole possession of second place on the Open era list behind Jimmy Connors' 233. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic won the first 14 games in a 6-love, 6-love, 6-2 win over his opponent yesterday. Eighth-seeded Marty Fish of the United States beat a qualifier in three sets to reach the third round for the third consecutive appearance at the Open. Men's ninth seed Tomas Berdych was a winner as well in straight sets. Seventh seed Gael Monfils of France was a loser. He was ousted by Juan Carlos Ferrero of Spain. In women's play on day four at Flushing Meadows, Sloane Stephens and Vanya King, both ranked outside the top 100, upset seeded players at the U.S. Open. That gives the United States five women in the third round, the most since 2004. The 106th-ranked Stephens, an 18-year-old from Los Angeles, beat 23rd-rated Shahar Peer. Stephens is the youngest woman left in the draw and never won a Grand Slam match until this week. She's the daughter of 1988 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, John M. Stephens. The 103rd-ranked King, a 22-year-old who splits time between Florida and California, eliminated the number 29 seed in the tournament yesterday. Stephens and King joined Serena Williams, Christina McHale, and Irina Falcone in the third round. Eight Americans made it that far in 2004. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. has signed a five-year contract extension with Hendrick Motorsports. That extension keeps NASCAR's most popular driver with Hendrick through 2017. In another sponsorship deal, Fastenal will sponsor Carl Edwards for 17 races in the Sprint Cup Series, which begins next season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.